of Make Believe, featuring Anna Q. Nielsen and Viola Dana. Anna Q. Nielsen and Viola Dana, two of its most beloved actresses. You have heard about Hollywood, read about Hollywood, and now we bring that city right to your door. On the Nielsen-Dana special, you will visit with them the sound stages of the major studios, Coconut Grove, the Biltmore Ball, the Brown Derby, Malibu, the homes and haunts of the great personalities, and meet the stars of the future, present, and past. Now we are entering stage two. Listen.
Heat up that loop beyond Miss Nielsen's hair.
Hal, do I need powder?
No, Miss Nielsen, okay. Take the ghost out of that 500.
Quiet, please. Settle down. Sound ready?
Sound ready.
Cameras ready?
Yeah, if you'll get that mic up out of the picture. Okay, hold it there. Cameras ready.
Turn them over. Sequence E, scene 34, take one.
Oh, Bob, do I stand on my line or overlap?
Overlap from the door.
Okay.
All right, Miss Nielsen. Take your time. The footage is all yours.
You are my prisoners, all of you. Pablo, Juan, take those trembling females outside. Yeah. You can be kind to them, but not too kind. You understand?
You bandit. What do you intend doing with those girls?
Intend? My men will be very kind to them. Yeah, but not so kind like I will be to you, ma vida. You with the gold in your hair and the velvet in your skin. Oh, I love you.
Is that why you killed my brother? Killed him and turned my sister over to your peons?
Oh, yes, that was little mistake. Pablo, he shoot too quick. Yeah, but I make you forget all that when I hold you in my arms. Come, see? I am the best lover in all Mexico. Ah, you are willing, eh? So are all women, Vita Mia. All. Rama!
Stand back! Now stay where you are.
What is this? How you get my gun, eh? Condenado, you no shoot. I tell my man to lose your sister pronto, right?
Alice! Oh, God! Stay where you are! Your men cannot return my brother. You took his life, and now with your own gun, I'm going to take yours.
But I am unarmed. This is murder. This is... Madre de Dios!
Cut! That's it.
Was it too mellow, Bob?
I should say not.
Sounds okay.
Fine. Then mark it paid. Roll it up for the night, boys. What's the call for tomorrow, Joe?
9 o'clock on stage 12.
Oh, Miss Nielsen.
Yes, Joe?
There's a Mr. Thomas waiting to see you. Quite important, he says.
Thomas? Oh, I don't recall that name. Find out what he wants and let me know in my dressing room, Joe. Good night, boys.
Good night.
Are you going to see the dailies, Anna?
Not tonight, Wally. You see them. I'll run tomorrow.
Oh, we're perfectly safe, Anna. Laura's in Paris. Received a cable from her today.
Is she having a good time?
Obviously. She demanded $20,000 and it's only the 12th of the month.
Well... Paris presents unlimited opportunities for spending.
Yeah, she doesn't have to be in Paris to spend. That woman would find some means of spending in the middle of the ocean.
Well, if I could help any, Wally.
Oh, no, Anna. It was great fun cabling her to pawn her jewels if she can't wait till the first. Well, good night, Anna.
Good night, Wally. Oh, Louise, where'd Miss Dana go?
Miss Nielsen, I ain't even going to try and check up on that lady. She's the most here, there, and elsewhere female I've ever encountered.
Oh, well, she'll come to the dressing room if she doesn't find us on the set. Oh, my, this air is good after the heat of those lights.
Why, hello, Betty.
Cheers. What's wrong with the soaring young starlet?
Oh, Miss Nielsen, we're rehearsing my next picture. And the director and supervisor poke fun at my voice. And they...
Darling, don't let them break your spirit, whatever you do. Why do they expect a child like you to have all the finesse of a seasoned trooper? Can I help you, Betty?
Oh, yes. Oh, I know you're tired after
tired?
Your day's work,
but I... Fiddlesticks. I love work. Go ahead and talk, dear, while I take this makeup off.
Well, I thought if you could spare the time to read my part, I could listen to you and imitate your style of reading.
Child, don't ever imitate anyone. That's a great mistake. You yourself have great charm, Betty. I wonder if you really want my advice.
Oh, I do so much.
All right. Then, first of all, lower your tones. Study the girls you're playing.
Oh, I know my lines perfectly.
Lines are a small part of a character, Betty. The thoughts that motivate the lines. That's what makes a character live.
Oh, are they?
Of course they are, dear. Study the character, its background. Know why it thinks as it does. Then the lines will come naturally.
Oh, heavens, that means work, doesn't it?
Hard work and lots of it.
I'm burning. Oh, I beg your pardon. Well, I'll do it over and I'll re-enter with dignity. I didn't know you were busy.
Come on in, boy. Meet Betty Forsythe. Miss Dana is always in a hurry, Betty.
Hello, Betty. How are you?
Oh, I'm thrilled to meet you, Miss Dana. I used to watch you.
Oh, hi. Oh, those were the good old days when I said one thing and the title writer wrote something else. Sound pictures have changed all that. They have to make up their minds now before you shoot the scene.
Well, I'll have to be going. Thank you so much, Miss Nielsen, for your advice.
You're welcome.
I'll follow it to the letter.
You're quite welcome. Come in any time if you think I can help you.
Oh, thanks. You're a grand person.
Oh, that's not news, Betty. I could tell you lots
Save
of nice...
Save the bouquets, Vi. And Betty, don't let that supervisor worry you. It'll show in your work.
You just watch me. Goodbye. Oh, it's been grand meeting you, Miss Dana.
That goes double, Betty. Goodbye. Oh, Louise, will you make some tea for me, please?
Yes, Miss Dana.
Anna, I have something to say to you that I don't want Louise to hear.
Well, what have I done now?
Anna, we've been pals for years, and I'm going to risk breaking that friendship to offer some advice.
Whatever you say, Vi, I know it'll come straight from the heart. So go on.
Well, Wally Harris is mad about you, and you're treating him shamefully.
Vi, dear, that isn't a subject I like to discuss, even with you. Circumstances have made it difficult to...
Anna, you love Wally. He worships you, and are you going to let a selfish little ingrate like his wife ruin both your lives?
Why, I'm powerless to do anything. We must keep our reputations clean.
Oh, rot. The world knows Laura married Wally for his money and position. She doesn't spend 2 months a year with him. It's criminal to have two fine people waste their lives just because the studios frown on divorce.
I know, but it's my own fault. When Wally and I first fell in love, I didn't want to marry. I was too ambitious, too wrapped up in my work, and so... Oh, well, they say every mistake should teach a lesson. Mine has, to me.
Oh, Gianna, I'm sorry I hurt you, but darn it, something's got to be done about it. Laura's just hanging on to Wally for the money she can get out of him. You know that.
Shh. Come in.
Oh, Miss Nelson. That Mr. Thomas is still here. He's a publisher and insists upon seeing you about your book.
My book? Well, that's a new one anyway. I've written no book, Joe.
Well, he's got a manuscript with him, with your name on it.
Oh, go on, see him, Anna. I smell a story. Maybe he's a new racket, huh?
Oh, I'll show him in, Joe. And you keep still, young woman.
Okay. Come in, Mr. Thomas. This is Miss Nelson.
How do you do, Miss Nelson?
How do you
Sorry to bother you at the studio, but this is quite urgent.
That's quite all right. Thank you, Joe. Miss Dana, Mr. Thomas.
How do you do?
Charm, Miss Dana. Shall I wait, Miss Nilsson?
Oh, don't mind me, Mr. Thomas. I'm part of the atmosphere around here. Mostly air.
Oh, I see. Miss Nilsson, I've read your manuscript. Several times, in fact. And I'm afraid...
Really?
Yes. There's far too much money involved to...
Too much money? I don't understand. Mr. Thomas, just what are you talking about?
Perhaps your agent didn't mention the terms. Our contract calls for $2,500 advance royalty. $2,500 on completion. Now, while $5,000 might not impress you as a large sum...
My, oh, my. Not much. Anna and Hetty Green, just a couple of spendthrifts. $5,000.
Mr. Thomas, I must be frightfully dense. But what are you talking about?
Why, your life story. Your memoirs. This manuscript here.
Oh. Am I supposed to have written my memoirs?
Well, didn't you?
Most certainly not.
Whoopee, Anna, I smell a racket.
A racket, Miss Dana? I don't understand.
Why, what do you mean, racket?
Well, there's been a man offering the alleged life stories of prominent movie stars for sale. The manuscripts contain dirt and more dirt. The publishers give a large advance royalty, and then they never publish the stuff.
Really? Do you know the man, Miss Dana?
No, but I do know that the district attorney's office is secretly working on the case.
Why? You don't suppose he's the man who approached me some time ago to write my memoirs, do you?
He might be. What was his name?
Bishop. Yes, that's the name. I know I wasn't impressed by the man and refused to entertain the idea, but he persisted for a time.
Well, the chap who said he represented you gave me the name of Fleming. C. Arlington Fleming.
Fleming? I'm sure I don't know anyone by that name. Oh, may I read my alleged memoirs, Mr. Thomas?
Certainly. But I warn you, it won't be pleasant reading.
Why?
This manuscript throws mud on the picture profession. Producers, stars, and agents.
And I'm supposed to have written it? How awful. Might have done a lot of harm if it's been published.
You said it, Anna. You can recall anything but dirt.
The point in the story that aroused my suspicions as to the authorship was a chapter devoted to your own love affair with Wally Harris.
What? How dare anyone...
Yep, here it is, Anna. And the chapter title is Love Rebound.
Oh, the beast. I wonder who's responsible for it.
Gosh, I didn't think I had any blushes left. But the first five lines of this chapter needs a scrubbing brush.
Hello, Miss Nilsson speaking.
Who?
Oh, yes. Ask Mr. Bishop to come to my dressing room. The man who wanted me to write my memoirs is in the administration building now.
Yes, and I have a hunch Bishop and Fleming are one and the same man.
Mr. Thomas, look through the window. Is that man just leaving the administration building? The man you know as Fleming?
Why, yes. I couldn't mistake him.
Say, you string him along, Anna. Mr. Thomas and I'll go out the side door, get him between the gate, and trap him, okay?
That's a good idea.
Okay, Vi.
Come on. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Uh-oh, my big toe's jumping. That means action. Gee, I love racket.
Come right in, Mr. Bishop.
Who and what is Bishop? How did he obtain his information about Anna's and Wally's love affair? Will their secret become public property? Listen for the answers over this station. Be seeing you on the Boulevard of Make-Believe. This is a radio release production. Thank you.